At age 70, composer-conductor Pierre Boulez is suddenly a phenomenon. He's been re-recording his basic repertoire for his new label, Deutsche Grammophon, while Sony, his old label, has been re-releasing his memorable old recordings in a new Boulez edition. He's also been making numerous public appearances in the United States. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has for years been wishing for something just like this to happen.
A decade ago, Pierre Boulez was saying that he wanted to spend less time as a conductor and devote himself to composing. Now, on his 70th birthday, he's returned to conducting almost full-time. 2 years in a row, his new discs have won Classical Recording of the Year Grammys. It could almost give the Grammys a good name. It used to be practically a full-time job defending Boulez from his detractors. Now he has to be defended from his admirers. The conductor, who used to be called cold, analytical, and elitist, has suddenly become sentimentalized as the grand old man of 20th century music. But his radical approach may still be just as misunderstood. A recent article in the Sunday Times referred to his long out of print but just reissued 1967 recording of the Berlioz Symphonie Fantastique as sabotaged by a perversely slow march to the scaffold. Like Otto Klemperer, another great conductor often attacked for his slow tempos, Boulez is neither perverse nor willful. His unorthodox tempo gives Berlioz's nightmare of being led reluctantly to his own execution a terrifying, grotesque power. Rejecting hand-me-down tradition, Boulez finds the heart and soul of this astonishing music. Boulez is always rethinking. His latest recordings are mostly new versions of things he's recorded before, such as his fascinating new performance of Debussy's study in eroticism, Je. In Nijinsky's original choreography of Je, the game the title refers to was a sexually charged tennis threesome. There are also pieces new to the Boulez discography. We finally have his first complete commercial recording of a Mahler symphony, the Tragic Sixth, with the Vienna Philharmonic, Mahler's own orchestra. I think Boulez is the greatest Mahler conductor of the generation succeeding Klemperer and Bruno Walter, Mahler's own disciples. This symphony can often seem lugubrious or melodramatic, but under Boulez, it's lean, driving, driven, and even satirical. The opening march has a spring to its goose step. These are Viennese soldiers, after all. The love theme is airy and youthful, not soaked in bleeding heart on sleeve. Then Mahler superimposes the two themes, so the soldiers are marching to the love theme. Boulez makes thoroughly audible the devastating irony of this juxtaposition.
Thank you.
Boulez recently played a 70th birthday weekend in New York with the London Symphony at Carnegie Hall. I got to two of the three programs. The clear and forward acoustics of the legendary hall are perfect for Boulez. You really could hear everything without the help of sound engineers. And the orchestra fulfilled his every wish. At 70, Boulez hasn't lost an ounce of energy. He conducted some of his own music and demanding works by some of his favorite Frenchmen, Austrians, and Russians. I'd never heard him in a live performance of his signature piece, Stravinsky's Rite of Spring. The cool, analytic, elitist conductor knocked us out of our seats. Boulez brought out all the sensuality, the mystery, both spiritual and sexual, the terror and awe inherent in Stravinsky's pagan Russian ritual of fertility and human sacrifice. Boulez made three indispensable recordings of it, including a new one. But hearing it in the flesh was yet another revelation. It was one of the most overwhelming musical experiences of my life.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed new and reissued recordings conducted by Pierre Boulez on Sony and Deutsche Grammophon.